This is Radio Nepal. I am Asin Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament begin deliberation on budget announced for upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from ruling coalition stress on effective implementation of the budget. Opposition lawmakers blame the budget for failing to cover national priority. Four persons die of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa caterpillar fungus in Mogu, and heat stroke kills 33 polling staff in Uttar Pradesh state on the last day of election in India. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives and the National Assembly have begun deliberations on the recently rescinded budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon presented a proposal seeking deliberations on the budget in the House of Representatives today. Presenting the proposal, the Finance Minister claimed that the budget is capable of alleviating civic frustrations and counteracting economic slowdown. Finance Minister Poon added that the budget remained objective, though significant pressure had been realized in the management of resources. He clarified that changes in tax rates were made on a need basis with in-depth analysis of their relevancy. According to Finance Minister Poon, the government did not want to jeopardize the political stability by changing tax rates significantly. Meanwhile, the lawmakers from the ruling coalition have stressed on the effective implementation of the budget, saying it was capable of addressing the country's needs. However, the lawmakers from the opposition parties claim that the budget to identify the priority of the country. Lawmaker and former Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal said the budget would be more relevant, revised and be better if it was brought consulting other ruling parties as well. House of Representatives member Devendra Paudal said that the budget will make the country's financial system dynamic. Lawmaker and former Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat stressed increasing financial investment in the productive sector. Member of Parliament Madhav Sapkota urged the government to gear up preparedness to minimize the potential damage resulting from monsoon-related disaster incidences like floods and landslides. Likewise, taking part in the general discussions on the proposal seeking deliberations on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year in the National Assembly meeting today, lawmaker Jag Prasad Sharma stressed on the practical implementation of the budget as it addresses the national needs in a practical manner. Lawmaker Devendra Dahal said the budget has prioritized the policies and programs of the coalition government and the government's 16th five-year plan. Lawmaker Dr. Beduram Bhusal welcomed the budget, saying it was in the right direction. Lawmaker Krishna Bahadur Rokaya expressed doubts on the effective implementation of the budget, saying it was of a bloated size. The meeting of the National Assembly today unanimously approved the ordinance on amending some Nepal Acts related to Investment Facilitation 2024. The proposal seeking approval of the ordinance was presented by Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. The government had introduced the ordinance in the lead-up to the Nepal Investment Summit. Likewise, the National Assembly also unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Media Council Bill 2080. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the proposal in the meeting. Four persons died of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa caterpillar fungus in Mogu district. Chief District Officer of Mogu, Topendra Kesi, said the deceased had been identified as Devraj Buddha, Man Bahadur Buddha, Sovan Buddha and Raj Bahadur Sawad from Chayanath Rara municipality in Mogu. Likewise, the health condition of Jivan Buddha of the same village is said to be in serious condition due to altitude sickness. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Kathmandu Valley Crime Division of Nepal Police have made public C.V. Lama, who was arrested for his alleged involvement in misappropriating cooperative's fund. Lama was arrested after 852 depositors of Kandipur Saving and Credit Cooperatives Limited filed a First Information Report, FIR, in the division accusing Lama of embezzling 1.51 billion rupees. The Kathmandu District Court had issued an arrest warrant against Lama on the 3rd of March. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 33 Indian polling staff have died on the last day of voting from heat stroke in just one state after scorching temperatures gripped swaths of the country. The Al Jazeera quoted Chief Electoral Officer for the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, as saying 33 polling personnel died due to the heat. The figure included security guards and sanitation staff. Rinwa said a monetary compensation of 1.5 million rupees will be provided to the families of the deceased. While there have been reports of multiple deaths from the intense heat wave, with temperatures above 45 degrees Celsius in many places, the dozens of staff dying in one day marks an especially grim toll. The Hindustan Times newspaper reported a total of 58 people died due to heat exposure across the country on Saturday, with deaths also reported from neighboring Bihar, Odisha in the east and the central Madhya Pradesh states. The India Meteorological Department said temperatures in Jhansi city reached 46.9 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Indian media reports said the heat index soared to an alarming 61 degrees Celsius in Balia on Saturday. Two far-right Israeli ministers have threatened to quit and collapse the governing coalition if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees to a Gaza ceasefire proposal unveiled by the US President Joe Biden on Friday. The BBC quoted Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir as saying they were opposed to striking any deal before Hamas was destroyed. Opposition leader Yair Lapid pledged to back the government if Mr. Netanyahu supported the plan. The Prime Minister himself insisted that there would be no permanent truce until Hamas' military and governing capabilities were destroyed and all hostages released. But one of Mr. Netanyahu's advisers emphasized Israel is not rejecting it, even if they do not consider it a good deal. Mr. Biden's three-part proposal would begin with a six-week ceasefire in which the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, would withdraw from populated areas of Gaza. The deal would eventually lead to the release of all hostages, a permanent cessation of hostilities, and a major reconstruction plan for Gaza. Now some sports update. Nepali Taekwondo player Nanda Bashyal has won two gold medals in the Kukiwon Cup USA Championship. Nanda won a gold medal in the women's under 50 freestyle breaking and open division pumse of the competition held in New Jersey, USA, according to the National Sports Council. The USA have defeated Canada by 7 wickets in the opening game of the ICC T20 Men's World Cup held in the USA on Saturday evening, that is, Sunday morning in Nepal time. The USA chased the target of 195 in 17.4 overs with the loss of 3 wickets. Aaron Jones collected highest unbeaten 94 runs for the USA. Earlier, Canada posted 194 runs on the board, losing 5 wickets. Meanwhile, the second match of the tournament is being held between the West Indies and Papua New Guinea at 8:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time this evening. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Both houses of federal parliament begin deliberation on budget announced for upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from ruling coalition stress on effective implementation of the budget. Opposition lawmakers blame the budget for failing to cover national priority. Four persons die of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa caterpillar fungus in Mugu, and heat stroke kills 33 polling staff in Uttar Pradesh state on last day of election in India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.